Then 6 and 7, in dependence upon bliss arises concentration. This is quite interesting. The word in the original for concentration is samadhi. Samadhi has got a number of meanings, but here it means concentration. And this stage, or this experience, is based on an important psychological principle, which is that when one is completely happy, when all one's emotional energies are unified, when nothing overflows or nothing leaks away, then one is concentrated. A concentrated person, we may say, is a happy person. If you're unhappy, you're restless. But if you're happy, you're concentrated, you're absorbed, either within or without. And we may also say further that the happier we are, the longer we can stay concentrated, because the less need there is for us to change over to some other thing. Now, this connection between happiness and concentration, or bliss and concentration, is illustrated by another story from the scriptures. One day a certain king went to call upon the Buddha. And the king was perhaps a little boastful, and the discussion arose between them as to who was the more happy, the king or the Buddha. So the king, of course, was convinced that he was the more happy. He thought, well, it's obvious, I've got all those palaces, and I've got this army and all this treasure and all those women. 300 of them he brought along even to meet the Buddha. So he said, surely I'm more happy than the Buddha is. So the Buddha said, no, I'm more happy than you are. So the king wasn't convinced by this. So he said, all right, you just prove. You just convince me of that. So the Buddha said, all right, I'll ask you a question. He said, just sit here, cross-legged, eyes closed. Do you feel happy? So the king said, yes, of course, quite happy. So the Buddha said, all right, supposing you were to sit like this for an hour, would you still be quite happy? So the king said, yes. So the Buddha said, all right, suppose you were to sit here for the whole day, just like that, would you be quite happy? So the king said, well, I might be. And the Buddha said, all right, what about a week? Could you sit for a week? So the king had nothing to say. He had no answer to this. So the Buddha said, well, in my case, not only for an hour, not only for a day, but for 7 days and seven nights, I can sit here without moving, enjoying uninterruptedly perfect bliss and perfect happiness. Now, the king couldn't sit concentrated in that way as long as the Buddha, because he was less happy than the Buddha. Concentration depends upon happiness. In other words, in unification of emotional energies. Now, all this is related to our own practice of meditation. Meditation begins with concentration. A number of you are coming to our various meditation classes, and it's well known that most people find concentration rather difficult. And it's really because they're not happy, they don't enjoy it. And they don't enjoy it because their emotional energies are not unified. Some of their emotional energy is leaking away here, some is leaking away there. There's very little left for the meditation practice. So therefore they have to make a tremendous effort, and they have to struggle, and as it were, forcibly fix their mind on the concentration object. But that is not really the way. There's a danger here that if one, with emotional energies ununified, just forcibly tries with a conscious effort of will to fix the mind on a point and hold it there, there's a danger of a reaction from the unconscious mind. That's why very often people who go for meditation retreat weeks or even for a few days, if they go without proper preparation, if they dash straight off from the office or after a hectic time at the seaside or something like that, straight off to the meditation center without having perhaps meditated for 2 or 3 weeks, and then think, right, now I get down to it. So forcibly they put their mind on the object, and 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, then the mind starts kicking. There's a reaction because the emotional energies have not been unified in that particular direction. and they experience a lot of difficulty and a lot of trouble. And this is why the preparation for meditation is so important. In the course of the preparation for meditation, the various preparations, we disengage our psychological energies from other things and we direct it all in one channel, as it were. And when we're fully prepared, the concentration exercises that we do, the objects that we take up, just give the finishing touch. If all our emotional energies are flowing together, if they're unified, then when we sit, just look at our breath, become aware of the breath going in and out, automatically we're concentrated with no struggle and no effort, hardly at all.